Hun de COVID en de hele lekkerheid met de doorgeving te staan met gisteravond en alles dat met de voer, met de vorige gedoe, maar ook met afvoer, dus de gasvoer en de gedachte aan het vrienden, maar om COVID en te werken.
Dank u. Maar over de roadside, en we hebben de competition dus op de highway, het wil wel even op de regels van die wel beschermde truck, op de regels van de dag. Und dann probieren. Und dann müssen fast tun, ich habe eine große Weile und von mir gekommen und verfehlte mir anzunehmen, was wir lernen in Englisch. Von Seifer ist gleich magte das Englisch, lernen in Englisch. Mal ja, wenn er bewegt, die Wille, das ist alle gebrüche. Und doch, ja, magte wir nicht lernen in Englisch. Natürlich, ja, hat ja gerade. In Stiebet ist gelost lernen in Englisch, hat Spahn gehabt Englisch. Von daher, dass ich gerettet. Ich möchte sehr aufklären, also das Spahn gehabt Englisch. Man wusste, hat mir gewusst, dass so mit dem Gas steigt nicht anders, ist nur lernen Englisch. Wer hat versteigt Englisch? Ich habe das Anschluss von den Rücken.
Okay.
I'm here in Alaska, specifically in honor of the guest from Mexico, Rabbi David. It's a pleasure to meet you. I've heard so much about your great work in Mexico, and really I was very surprised that in Mexico there would be a Jew who would be knowledgeable about all of the writings of the Sefer Rebbe and be able to expound and explain in a way that people can understand and accept. So this is a very unusual thing that you're doing, and therefore I agreed to make the trip from Barrow Park in your honor and in the honor of these people here. The Sefer Rebbe, the Shoyin Tzadik Lebrucha, in many of his drushes, used to bring the pasuk, I believe it's Chabakuk, who will correct me if I'm wrong, from the Nazim. Shava Voida Likim. Chabakuk is Malachi. That's the last Novi, Malachi. Shava Voida Likim. And Malachi is the last Novi, so he's talking about the last door. Our door. I think this is the Mashiach. People will say, Shava Voida Likim, the wasting of time to do God's will. Because we see that the Rishoyim Bachna Likim Yamalaita, we see the Rishoyim Livnari Sirisha, the Rishoyim took themselves up, they got money, they got power, they're doing great. And we're, nobody bothers with us, we're humble. So who's winning in the world? Who's successful? The Rishoyim Livnari Sirisha, that's what people will say. And so the Navi said after that, oh Zikru Yire Hashem. When that kind of talk is heard, then the people who are truly Tumiyidin, what will they do? They'll get together. We get together here in the Sukkah. They'll talk amongst themselves. They actually Hashem Yishma, and when they do that, I think his brother will listen. A Kusar Visayt is the Kurim Lekurat, Yiri Hashem Lekhosh Vishmoy. And it'll be written down that these people are with me, despite what's going on in the world. So we see an interesting thing. We could say that if we see that the Rishoyim are being Matzliach, that they're having a good run, who says we have to get together? We know the truth. We daven every day. We say, Shabbat, we chuckle the lula, we do all the things. What do we have to get together for? Why do we have to speak? Who needs this meeting? Well, the Rabbi Malachi says it's not true. Rav Anoyis Kos, Shlita says, they have a tape on this, very perceptive tape, he says you should know that the Pirsum, the newspapers, the media, constantly making a tumult about how great it is, how terrible the Haredim are, and how great the state of Israel is, and all these things, this constant Pirsum, the newspapers, the media, it has an effect on us. We can't ignore that. It has an effect on us. And therefore, we have to make a case to ourselves just to even it out a little bit, to counter it. And that, I believe, is one of the explanations that we could say the Nevi Malachi. He's telling you, when people start talking like this, even though it's a Risha, then you know what you have to do? You have to get together. You have to start making a person by yourself, to yourself. Because if you don't, it says, Dama Shatashibu Afikaris, the Bali Musa say, which Afikaris? This one right here. This Afikaris. This right here. Talk to yourself. You have to fix this Afikaris. And this kind of meeting does that. Now, I had the opportunity to view this website that we're talking about, and since I also have a shaykhus to the website, JewsForMorality.org, which was founded under the auspices of Rabbi Victor Miller, different classes of Rabbi, I'm familiar with it. I was very amazed at how professional this website is. There are many websites that are not so good. This is a very comprehensive website. It goes into the history, Dr. Dihan, and have articles by Rabbi Schoenfeld, they have articles by Rabbi Kuczynski, by translations of Yoel Moshe, Dr. Revy, and all these things. So a person can really become very educated, someone who knows nothing, in a very intelligent way, what the shit to hear from this website. I was really amazed. I was educated. I didn't know many things that are on this website. So it's done very professionally and very well. Now, who are the people that such a website has to talk to, or newspaper advertisements? Who are the people that we have to convince? Well, first of all, as I said before, we have to convince ourselves. If we know, we're in the paper, we're here, we're there, we know. We're doing something, as the doctor Evie said. And Avraham Avinu was in Saddam. He wanted to save Saddam. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ula yesh chamishim tzadikim, the Sarih Hu'ir. The Sabbath of the Masonic group used to say, what does that mean, the Sarih Hu'ir? Maybe it's just the tzadikim. They have to be in the middle of the city. Maybe they're by the fringes of the city. Maybe they're in a house on the edge of the city. Why? What edge? The middle of the city. Why in the middle? You have to figure out where the exact middle is. What does Avraham Avinu mean? So he meant that 50 tzadikim, not 50 tzadikim who are sitting quietly in their own homes and learning, and doing not and not telling anybody anything, just taking care of themselves. Maybe there are 50 people in the city who are going out and screaming and yelling and telling people to be children. Because if you want to save Saddam, it's not enough that you should be a tzaddik. You can save yourself if you're a tzaddik. But to save the city, there has to be some script on the city. What is the script of the city? Maybe they'll do children. Well, if you're sitting in the corner and just waiting for yourself, they're not going to do children. How will they do children? Because there are people in the middle of the city demonstrating, making a tumult. Maybe somebody will come and ask him, what's the tumult? What's it all about? Like midday, what's going on? Well, in 40 days, you're going to turn the city upside down. Oh, we'll have to do children. So if you're doing it, if you're active, then I'll put off the gezeira and I'll wait and see. Maybe people will do children. So that's the need for making demonstrations and showing people and making a website. So first of all, we deal with ourselves. A second audience that we have to have the website for is the Yidden, who are not in Williamsburg. There are many Jews all over the United States. Let's talk about former Yidden, people who are on the Aguda, or people who are in Mizrahi. They're not all Sinei Haredi. Many of them are innocent Jews. They don't know any better. They grew up that way. Maybe they grew up in Seattle, Washington. Maybe they grew up in Texas, somewhere else. And, you know, once you get out of New York, Yiddishkeit is Israel. Why is that? Because the Jewish Agency made a policy many years ago that they would provide free material to all the day schools in the United States. They developed a curriculum about Israel. And they sent out shaliach from all over the United States, and they spoke about it. How important it is to Yeshiva Oles and Kerek Hayemet Yisrael and all kinds of things. It was very idealistic and they sang up tikvah and beautiful songs. It was very nice. And, you know, other schools were looking for something to give the children some identity with Judaism. So he says, this is the identity. just take the whole thing. We'll give you a curriculum. Here you are, Israel. So the robot, they think Israel is it. That's Judaism. It ain't great, but that's it. But our business, Allah is full. That's very important. So we have to inform those people that the Zionist group that's running the state of Israel is not Yiddishkeit. Don't get confused here. It may sound the same, but the name is plagiarized. It's a fraud. It's plagiarism. It's stealing. It's patent infringement. It's the opposite of what Israel is. And they need to see that. The third group that has to be addressed are the Israelis. The Jews who are not affiliated, who are not religious, they don't necessarily go into day school. They, of course, get their ideas from the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times. These are papers run by Jewish Reform Jews. They have Times, the Sisters family, and the Los Angeles Times, I forget who it is. And the Washington Post, which is also a Jewish one. These papers influence the whole United States and give the picture. Another group that has to be influenced are the Goyim. The Goyim think, you know, when a politician comes to Williamsburg and he wants to get the Jewish vote, if nobody told him the story, he talks about Israel. And he wonders why he's being booed. What are people booing? It works all over. In Long Island, it's great. In Williamsburg, it doesn't work. Well, today they know already that in Williamsburg, you don't say Israel. That they used to. But when they go to Long Island, they say Israel, everything, that's what Jews want. They're not interested in anything here in this country, they're interested in Israel. Another group that we have to talk to are the Arabs. Now, the Arabs are wild people. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, what do you say about Olei Kedah? What's the pussy, brothers? Olei Kedah. Yishma'elim, Kedav is the Yishma'elim. Ani Shulayim, the Hemel HaMalchuma. The nature of Kedav, I heard from Rav Wilson just recently on a tape, of the Yishma'elim is, they are Seinei Shulam. They don't like Shulam. They can't sit quietly. Because they're Perodim. They're not Odim Per, they're Perodim. They can't sit quietly. Now, as long as we don't make ourselves targets, they'll fight among themselves. But if we get involved, they'll fight with us. And there's no end to them. The Russians found out in Afghanistan, no matter how many soldiers they brought into Afghanistan, they just killed, they got killed and killed and killed. They were there for 10 years. And they couldn't win the war, because the only way to win the war is if the person you're fighting says, I give up, I lost. But if he doesn't say, I lost, he keeps on fighting, you don't win, you can't win. The other way is to give up yourself. So somebody has to give up, but the Arabs never give up. They fight forever. And the Russians got tired after 10 years, and they walked out of Afghanistan. So we have to talk to the Arabs and try to get them to realize that we are not their enemies, and we're not looking to chat with them, and they shouldn't target us as much as possible. Now, the United States has... It's a very dangerous time. The United States has declared a war on terror, and they went into Iraq. People found out the reason was they have atom bombs, they have potential germ warfare, this, that, it's a danger to the United States. Now they found out it wasn't true. And now in the United States, everybody's trying to figure out who misled the President of the United States, who told him this troublemaker to go into Iraq. How did we end up with 150,000 people there, of which every day troops are dying? Today, just today, in the last 24 hours, three soldiers were killed. Every day, another soldier, two soldiers, are dying. Every soldier has a family. Everyone is saying, what are we doing there? Some soldiers have committed suicide there. They don't want to be there. 120-degree heat. No air conditioning. Carrying 70 pounds on their back. A bulletproof vest. Not, it's the kind of show itself. Crazy. And the finger has been pointed at a group in the Pentagon called the neoconservatives. Anybody know who the neoconservatives are? Neoconservatives, the old conservatives are people like Patrick Buchanan, William Buckley. They were the people who are the rest of the right wing. All of a sudden, the whole conservative movement was taken over by a bunch of Jews. William Crystal, Irving Crystal, who used to be communists. They learned tshuva guitar. They went, became not conservative. And they're talented, and they're very strong, and they have a lot of money. They took over the conservative movement. They pushed out Patrick Buchanan, all these people. And they got so influential in the Republican Party that they took over the Pentagon. Under Donald Rumsfeld, who runs the Pentagon, is a group called Mr. Wolfowitz, Mr. Pearl, and a lot of old Jews. And they are the thinkers. They are the instigators, the policy people who come up with the ideas. And they came up with this plan that the United States should go into the Middle East and make statements. They should take out all the Arab governments and change them and make a whole Seder, and Israel will work with them, and they'll rearrange the whole political map. This is their idea. But how do you get the president to go into there? So they told them a story. They told them they had their troops and their weapons, and Saddam is a danger, and September 11 happened. They used it. They already had the plan before September 11, and they used it after September 11. This is what's coming out now to this one. It's going so far that President Bush now is so, feels under such pressure that he already gave a hint that after the election, he's going to fire Donald Rumsfeld. He doesn't want to have to do with him anymore. Right now, he can't fire him. That he's absurdist. The president feels a tremendous pressure. Everyday troops are dying, and people are asking him, what are we doing there? And it's costing billions of dollars. He just asked for $80 billion. And the economy in the United States is flopping. The economy is dying here in the United States. Anybody who's in business knows it's very hard to make business today. And all the factories are going to China. Whatever you buy in China, you can't. You used to have knitting mills here. You can go out to get jobs. And in a minute, we had sweater factories. There's nothing being made today. If you want to have a job today, you can go to McDonald's and you can make hamburgers and have a job. Be a janitor. There's plenty of jobs like that. And now even the computer programmers, used to have good panosis. All of a sudden, computer programming is done through the internet from India. So a lot of people in the United States, managers who are making $80,000, $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year, they're losing their jobs. And all these people are very vindictive, they're very angry, and they're looking, whose fault is this? Why am I losing my job? Why is this economy no good? Why are we sending troops to Iraq? When I need the money, why is $80 billion going to Iraq? Why is it going to my hometown to build up my hometown? They're looking to point the finger. And there are already people pointing the finger and saying, you know who did it? The Zionists. The reason they went to Iraq was to protect the state of Israel. There's a fellow called Oliver North. Anybody heard of Oliver North? Oliver North was Iran-Contra during Reagan years, and they wanted to fight the communists in Central America. They made a deal with Iran that they would take money from Iran and they would send it to Central America because Congress didn't want to give money. The man who did all of this in the CIA was Oliver North, General Lieutenant North. And he was a very smart man. Today he has a talk show. He has hundreds of radio stations. He wrote a book now, and he's been interviewed by all the big talk stations. And in the book he says, the reason we went to Iraq was because of Israel. And he explains it this way. Israel has nuclear weapons. Just today, they found out that Israel has nuclear submarines, and they can shoot cruise missiles, nuclear cruise missiles from their submarines. They can shoot to Iraq, they can shoot to Iran, nuclear systems. And if Israel feels threatened, that they're in trouble, and they're surrounded, they will push the button, and they will start a nuclear war in the Middle East. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. They're going to shoot back. Iran already is developing it, and they're going to start World War III. They're going to destroy the world. So America, in order to stop World War III, they felt they had to go into the Middle East and get rid of Israel's enemies, because Israel should not feel that they're in trouble, and they shouldn't use the nuclear weapons, L'man Hashem. Now, this is Oliver North, hundreds of radio stations. He's on the New York Times bestseller list. He's saying these things. Openly, other people are saying it. Shtirahed, the anti-Semitic incidents in Long Island, synagogues have been burned in Westchester. I don't know if you're keeping up with these things. In Los Angeles, they're burning shuls. Things are happening. The ground is becoming subrent into the feet. It's becoming very hot. Now, Baruch Hashem, the times such as this, there is a group that is telling people, look, the Jewish people are not responsible for everything the Zionists are doing. We're not involved. We don't support them. We would wish they would just go away. We want to live in peace. We don't care. The Arabs are in charge, or whoever's in charge. We don't care. We just want to live in peace. Leave us alone. Let us live. We're not interested in the state of Israel. We're not interested in killing people, nuclear weapons. We don't want the whole thing. There is a group that's saying it, and this is this group. And Baruch Hashem, they're doing it. We have the same experience on JewsForMorality.org for many years when they talked about abortion and they talked about homosexual rights in this country. Every time. Well, Avigdor Miller was very upset. He used to say, the Jews believe in homosexual rights. The Jews believe in abortion. It's a mitzvah to have an abortion. That's what he used to say. It's a mitzvah. Well, that's the way the Goyish of Frimi Yidin used to say it. Everybody knew the Jews are for abortion, the Christians are against abortion. A gavaldig yisrael Hashem. The Avigdor Miller made a group, he called the Jews for Morality. This is his group, he made it 20 years ago. And from his kehillah, and their job was to go out and be mefarsim. It's not true, it's a lie. And we're very much clear from this. A lot of people, now we have the website, people are coming from all over the world. I never knew the Jews were decent people. We thought that Judaism was a better religion. Like Farrakhan used to say, Judaism is a better religion. That's what he meant. For gay rights, for abortion. It's a pornography, freedom of speech. Now we have the Ten Commandments. They wanted to take that first Hasidus out of the court in Alabama. Who were the lawyers that went to Alabama who brought the case against Judge Wilmore, the chief judge of the state of Alabama, the biggest judge? And they forced him to take the Ten Commandments out of the courtroom, which he had every right to put there. They were lawyers, Jewish lawyers. Every one of them was a Jewish lawyer. Morris Dean, and what is the name of that? I remember the name. So we made a mechor on that, and we tried. So it's very important that people should know, at least a failure to people, as many people as possible, that there are Jews who don't believe in this. It's a hatzolah purta. And you can't change the whole world. You can't say the Jews believe this way and argue with them. But we know there are some Jews who don't believe in this. And it is already accepted. It's often read with Matzliach. That in any book that you read about Zionism, there will always be a couple of paragraphs that say, but there are some Jews who believe that until the Messiah comes, you cannot have a Jewish state, and it's wrong to have a Jewish state. They do say that now. But it's known, and just like it's known now that Orthodox Jews do not believe in abortion and gay rights, that is also accepted now, and it's a Kiddush Hashem, it's a Solah Purta, and Kiddush Hashem, Mashiach will come, he'll have whom to come to. We should be glad to see Mashiach, the kind of very made all my
Now we'll have the opportunity to hear our guest of honor of Susan to give us some insights and thoughts and